Anyone with eyes in the head or a liquor sense could see the disaster I was heading into and created all by myself. All I saw was a means to an end, a way to end my tears and put joy in my heart, a way to feel fulfilled and free from my mental demons holding me bound. The meeting ended on a casual note, no hug or kiss goodnight. I was disappointed. I envisioned our chemistry would blow the roof. But you see, for the chemistry was in no way lacking, it did blow the roof. And that was all we had. I was to find this out in a most degrading way. However, in that moment though, I was thinking of all the ways I could bend him to what I thought I wanted and needed. After a while, I discovered that my angel was the proverbial wolf in sheep's clothing. In retrospect, I probably saw the signs. Oh, who am I kidding? I did see the signs, but chose to ignore them. Weirdly, I wasn't without fault. I concocted the angel persona for him without getting to see what he really was about. I know at this point you must be wondering how stupid I can be, right? I agree with you. My naivety was at its peak. You see, I never really had a good example on how one should be treated. I was never taught to stand up for myself and say no to the bullshit. Over the years, I had become a pushover. So for an inkling of approval, I would go over and beyond. For a wee bit of affection, I would put away my shaky standards set for myself by my measly understanding of self-worth. Though to the naked eye, I wasn't lacking in self-esteem and could come off as proud, but in truth, deep inside was a scared, loved, starved little girl. So you can see how I found myself at this point, at the cusp of another heartbreak. I should know better, no? But I didn't. I didn't love myself enough to